circumstances, if it was 2006 when these negotiations had initially come forward, I would be open to this contract at that point. I believe there has been a lot of hard work that has gone into this and that it was fair on both sides given those economic times. We have since had a severe downturn in how things are looking on state, federal, local level. And given that consideration, I unfortunately will not be moving to ratify this contract. We are in times where if you talk to your neighbors, people are being laid off. I feel it would be a slap in the face to the teachers that we are considering laying off to then say, we're going to give your colleagues a raise. How can that be that we could do that? When you look at the upcoming budget, we're having to get rid of to balance the budget. And if this money was still here and we could roll that over, it would offset some of the cuts that we're having to make in the future. And I know that's difficult to hear, but that's what we're having to do. And we have further cuts to make, and where is that money going to come from? I don't have that answer at this time. The budget is a work in progress. And I'm submitting a statement. I have multiple copies if anyone wants to see it. But I would like to have it attached to the minutes. Just looking through the budget, there's multiple things that we're not currently funding that are of particular concerns to me. When you look at the sick bank, we don't have money set aside. People come to us and they have sick issues and they are on extended leave. We don't have that money set aside for that. And it has to come from elsewhere. The pension fund, if we have a severe outflux of people, we don't have money set aside for this. I hear that the money is in the budget, but how can that be if there's all these things that we're not actively funding as we should at this point? I just have serious reservations about this. We didn't get as much of a loss as we initially thought that may have happened. But they're saying that there's more coming by July. And I'm not saying I know what those numbers are, but they were right last time. And I just think we should proceed with caution when we're going to be signing a contract into the future that could affect the schools in the future. And the money, we're not saying that we don't appreciate what the teachers do. We truly do. And I do think this is a very good step for the future, going into a percentage base. But it's not enough. And given what's happening down the road, I just think we should proceed with caution at this point. I think we should wait for better data.